to this Sunday afternoon lecture. And today being very auspicious day, we are celebrating Deepavali. A lot of people are celebrating, and tomorrow we'll be celebrating Govardhan Puja festival in our temple around same time as here. Details will be explained, somebody will make the announcement. And today we'd like to discuss about the same festival, about Govardhan. And somebody is bringing the book, so till that time I will just explain certain things. This festival of Shri Govardhan Puja is quite important festival in our Gaudiya Parampara. And this festival has been going on since many years. And what is the importance of this festival? How to observe this festival? What are the different pastimes which had occurred in Govardhan, and how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu excavated Sri Radha Kund and Shyamakunda, that we'll see here. So somebody is bringing the book, I'll just wait. We'll be discussing one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which explains that this Govardhan Hill is the best amongst all the devotees. And the verse is, Hantayam Adrir Abala Haridasa Varya Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha Paramoda Manam Tanoti Saha Gogana Kanayosta Yor Yat Paniya Suyavash Kandara Kandamule. Translation and purport, it is explained that of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balram along with their cows and cowherd friends with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Purport, it is explained that this translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 18.34. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the opulence of Govardhan Hill as follows. Paniya refers to the fragrant cool water from the Govardhan waterfalls, which Krishna and Balram drink and use to wash their feet and mouths. Govardhan also offers other beverages such as honey, mango juice and pilu juice. Suyavash indicates durva grass, used to make the religious offerings of Argya. Govardhan also has grass that is fragrant, soft and conducive to the strong growth of cows and increased production of milk. Thus, this grass is used for feeding the transcendental herds. Kandara refers to the caves where Krishna, Balram and their friends play, sit and lie down. These caves give pleasure when the weather is too hot or too cold, or when it is raining. Govardhan also features soft roots for eating, jewels for ornamenting the body, flat places for sitting, and lamps and mirrors in the form of smooth stones, glistening water and other natural substances. So, I will cover this verse. So before beginning, I would like to take the blessings of spiritual master and previous acharyas will chant the prayers. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanyam Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripa Sindhu Bhevicha Atitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna So in this verse the gopis are describing the glories of Govardhan Hill and are explaining that this Govardhan Hill is the best amongst all the devotees, Haridasa Varya. And why it is the best? Because this Govardhan is serving not only Krishna and Balaram, but all their cowherd friends. How it is serving, that is also explained. That this hill supplies everything to the cows, then the Krishna's friends, all kinds of necessities this Govardhan is supplying. And what are the things there? There are different lakes there which offer wonderful cool water for drinking. When Krishna's friends and Krishna Balaram, they play around Govardhan Hill, they get tired, so they can come there and drink this cooling water. Then there are other beverages like mango juice, honey, pilu juice, which Krishna and his friends, they would enjoy that. Then there are soft grass. It is explained that this grass is very special grass. And our acharya has explained that what are the qualities of this grass. There are four qualities of this grass, it is explained. One is Sugandha, then Sukomal, Pushtivardhak and Dugdhavardhak. This grass is very fragrant, Sugandha. then this grass is sukkomal. It's very soft. It's very tender. It is pushtivardhak. It is nourishing. And it is dugdhavardhak. When the cows, they eat this grass, then their milk production increases. So that is a speciality of this grass. And in this way, this grass is grown here on this Govardhan hill, and which serves all these cows and cows. Then there are different types of fruits and flowers are there. There are wonderful caves also there. Sometimes when it is too hot, just like now we are without AC, we can feel the difference. It's too hot. But when Krishna and Balram, they would play there, Govardhan Hill would offer them wonderful caves. When it was too hot, they would go and hide in the caves and take shelter there. When it is too cool also, cold outside, still these caves serve in both the ways. The caves are warm during that time inside. So they are quite eco-friendly. Govardhan Hill is quite wonderfully serving in all capacities. And in this way, the gopis are explaining that this Govardhan Hill is the best amongst all the devotees. And there are different like stones which are used as mirrors. There are very smooth stones. That time they would use these stones as mirrors. So in this way, this Govardhan Hill is residing there since many, many years. And what is the story of this Govardhan Hill? How this Govardhan Hill has come here? That we will see. It is explained that in the Golok Vrindavan, in the topmost abode of spiritual world, Srimati Radha Rani and Krishna are residing there. This planet is not within this material world. It is beyond this material world. In this material one universe itself, we can see that there are so many innumerable planets. And our material scientists, they cannot estimate what is the length and breadth of this material universe. They can speculate to some extent, but they cannot go beyond their intelligence. So it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that the planet where we are residing is a part of Bhulok, earthly planetary systems. Then beyond that is Bhuvarlok, solar planetary system. And above that is Swargalok, that is the lunar planetary system. And in this way, there are still higher planetary systems, Maharlok, Janalok, Tapolok, Satyalok. And when one goes above that, then one will come to the end of the universe, the border of the universe. And beyond that also, there is a boundary between the material world and the spiritual world, where there is Virja River. And beyond that is spiritual world. There are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that Parastasmatu Bhavanyo Avyakto Vyakta Sanatan Sa Sarveshu Bhuteshu Nashyastu Na Vinashyati. It is explained that beyond this material cosmic manifestation, there is yet another transcendental word which doesn't get destroyed. Even this material world may get destroyed at some time. This whole material universe may get destroyed. But that planetary system or that world, that transcendental world, never gets destroyed. That is the spiritual world. And we are all, directly or indirectly, we are planning to go there. Because everyone wants to become happy. Everyone wants to live eternally. Nobody wants to die. So that is not possible in this material world. But that is possible in the spiritual world. And those who are transcendentalist or spiritualist, those who are really speaking the higher truths, they know that that is the ultimate destination. So in that, what is there in that spiritual world, we cannot speculate and understand. If you want to understand that, then we have to take the help of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. When we study Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavadita, then we can get theoretical understanding that there is spiritual world which doesn't get destroyed. Then when we serve spiritual master and sadhus, then by gradual purification, that conviction becomes stronger. And then one can understand that, yes, there is spiritual world. All these description which is given in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is not something mental concoction or somebody has speculated some nice stories. It is not a mythology. So one can get that conviction after serving those great devotees, those who have realized this truth. And that process also Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashtena sevad upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattva darsh. So in this way one can understand that there is higher nature or there is a transcendental world. So in that transcendental world, in that spiritual world, there is Golok Vrindavan, which is the topmost abode, where Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani are residing there. And they're performing their pastimes continuously. There are Krishna's friends are there, Krishna's cows are there. So all this is going on there eternally. So once Krishna wanted to increase his pleasure by serving his devotees, and the topmost devotee is Srimati Radharani. She requested Lord Krishna that I want to have a rasa dance with you in one of the very, very important places. So you please create a wonderful place where we can perform a rasa dance. So of course this also should not be misunderstood by what materially people think, that what is going on in the name of rasa dance in today's world, this is very something beyond this, which somebody tries to understand with their material intelligence, then they will get baffled. But the pastime between Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani are completely pure. So, to fulfill the desire of Srimati Radharani, Krishna started meditating upon his eternal love within his heart, which started growing and which grew more and more and more, and which he manifested outside as Govardhan Hill. So Govardhan Hill is nothing than Lord Krishna's eternal love for Srimati Radharani. So this Govardhan Hill was there in the spiritual world. And when Krishna comes in this material world, he doesn't come alone. He comes with all his friends, paraphernalia. Lot of time people, some type of people, they show Krishna is standing alone. As if he is, he doesn't have any friends. But it is explained that when Krishna comes, he comes with all his paraphernalia. He brings his own dham from the spiritual world. And he performs wonderful pastimes just to give pleasure to his devotees. So this Govardhan Hill also appeared in this material world. And where was this Govardhan Hill earlier? It is explained that this Govardhan Hill is son of Dronachal. Dronachal is another big hill in the western part of India, in the island of Shalmali. So one may question that how one mountain can give birth to another mountain. Govardhan is described as the son of Dronachal. So it is explained that earlier even the mountains would fly. Mountains had wings. In today's world, nobody can believe such things. Because our senses are imperfect. And that in Kali Yuga, all the powers are reduced. That is a symptom of Kali Yuga. Kalo nashta drushamesh. That people are reduced in their memory, intelligence, everything is reducing. Tatashchanudinam dharmam satyam shaucham kshamadaya kalena balina rajan namshanti ayu balasmiti. So in Kali Yuga, our capacity to understand transcendental subject matter also reduces. So therefore, if somebody explains that there was a mountain and earlier they had wings and they could fly, so one cannot believe such thing. But we base our faith in scriptures and the realized souls. And in that way, we can get the perfect knowledge. At one time, when Srila Prabhupada was in America, in some place, and he was walking with his disciples, and he saw a big mountain there, and he told that earlier this mountain had wings and it is now here because Indra was not happy, he cut his wings. So the disciples, of course, they could believe such things, but other people cannot believe that how Prabhupada knew that this mountain had wings. That is another question. But those who are realized souls, they can see beyond this material world. So this Govardhan Hill was there earlier in that place. And once Pulastya Muni, he approached Dronachal and he saw that this Govardhan Hill is so nice. It has wonderful caves, nice cooling lakes, waterfalls. So this mountain is a very good mountain for meditation, he thought like that. And he thought of having that mountain. And he thought that he will carry this mountain wherever he wants to perform his meditation. So he requested Dronachal that, please offer me this Govardhan Hill. I want to carry this Govardhan Hill with me. And earlier, the tradition was that when the guest would ask something, they had to fulfill that desire. That was the system. The guest should not be displeased in the service. So, of course, Dronachal was not very happy, but somehow there he consented and he offered Govardhan Hill to Pulastya Muni. Only on one condition, that he should not put down Govardhan Hill. Because as soon as he puts down, then he will remain there wherever it is kept. So Pulastya Muni was carrying this mountain, huge mountain. It is explained that this mountain was like 115 kilometers wide, long, and 72 kilometers wide, and almost 16 miles high, 29 kilometers almost. That was the height of Govardhan Hill. We cannot imagine how big it must have been. It was such a huge mountain, but Pulastya Muni had that power to carry that mountain in one hand, and he was flying in the sky. Can we believe all these things? It is such a difficult thing to believe. We cannot believe also that such thing would have happened in earlier ages. But that is the story of Govardhan Hill. We cannot avoid that. So when Pulastya Muni was carrying this huge mountain to take to Varanasi, Kashi, there are two versions to this story. Some explain that Pulastya Muni had strong urge to respond to nature's call. That was the one reason. And another reason, it is explained that Govardhan Hill itself became very heavy. So heavy that Pulastya Muni had to keep it down. And when it happened, when they were flying over Vrajabhumi, Shri Vrindavan Dham, so that time Pulastya Muni had to keep this Govardhan Hill down. And he kept it down. And then what happened? Govardhan Hill was immovable. He could not move. So that time he was very upset and he was thinking that what this Govardhan Hill is not moving at all. So he cursed Govardhan Hill that you have made some mischief. You don't want to come with me. So you will reduce every day by the size of mustard seed. And this was in the time of Satya Yuga. And that time, the height was almost like 16 miles, 29 kilometers, and so wide, 115 kilometers long. And so yesterday, out of curiosity, I was just calculating whether it is possible to reduce the size every day by the size of mustard seed, even if you take mustard seed half millimeter, still it is possible. That the Govardhan Hill can reduce down to, now it is said that it is maximum 80 feet high at its topmost peak point. So it is possible that this curse, he got this curse and it is still happening, it is still reducing in size. And then he explained that he gave one benediction also to Govardhan, that in Dwapar Yuga, when Lord Krishna comes, he will lift you, and he will play around you. He will perform wonderful pastimes. Krishna and Balaram, they will perform wonderful pastimes there. So that was a benediction. And in this way, this Govardhan Hill is there since so many ages, Satyayug, Tretayug, Dwapar Yug and Kaliyug. And it is explained that when Brahmaji had to create Dwapar Yug, that time Lord Ram was there. And because of the atrocities of Ravan, he had to create Tretayug. And during that time, Lord Ram, when they were crossing over this ocean, at that time they wanted many mountains and stones. So Lord Ram sent a message to Hanuman that please bring Govardhan Hill also. So they came, and Govardhan Hill was quite happy to serve Lord Ram. But when they reached, they got another message that now the task is over. They have completed constructing the bridge. So that time again, Govardhan Hill was not so very happy. So that time Lord Ram said that yes, next Yuga I am coming there. And then as Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, I will perform wonderful pastimes there and lift you for 7 days and nights. And those who worship Govardhan Hill will get supernatural powers. That was a benediction of Lord Ram. So in this way, when Lord Krishna came in Dwapar Yuga, at that time we know that how Indra had become quite proud, because before Lord Krishna's appearance, the tradition was of worshipping Indra Puja, worshipping Lord Indra, because he was supplying the rains. And because of that, he had become quite proud. And to crush this pride, Lord Krishna, he lifted this Govardhan Hill and showed that Lord Indra is not the supreme powerful person. He is one of the controllers in this material world. So that pastime we will hear tomorrow. I will not narrate this pastime because I have prepared something else. So why we worship Govardhan Hill? In our Gaudiya Parampara, that is important to understand, because we are in the line of Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, in which many of our acharyas have explained the importance of this Govardhan Hill. Before the appearance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Madhavendra Puri, who was the grand spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came. And Srila Madhavendra Puri, it is explained that he is the root and trunk of pure devotional service. He gave that seed of devotional service. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the main branch of that tree. And Srila Madhavendra Puri, it is explained that he was a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling towards Vrindavan, when he came to Remuna, That time he stopped there. Because Remona is a place where a wonderful pastime had occurred. There is a deity of Kshirachara Gopinath. Gopinath who stole the milk for his devotee. And that story Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told at that place to his disciples. And he explained that, how he narrated, how he had heard from his spiritual master, Srila Ishwarapuri. Srila Ishwarapuri is the spiritual master of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a disciple of Srila Madhavendra Puri. So Srila Ishwarapuri, he had served Srila Madhavendra Puri in his last days very faithfully. And in that way he had received the special mercy of his spiritual master. And he could narrate everything properly. So that time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that Srila Madhavendra Puri, when he was traveling different places, he went to Vrindavan. When he went to Vrindavan, he was so ecstatic, he was continuously chanting and dancing. And he had particular resolution within his mind. He would always observe that he would not ask any food or prasad to anyone. If it comes, somebody gives, then he would take. Otherwise, he would not ask anyone. So, when he went there, he went to Govardhan Hill. He did parikrama and he was resting at Govindkund. And he was quite tired. So that time, one wonderful, charming boy came there and he brought one pot of milk and he offered to Srila Madhavendra Puri. When Srila Madhavendra Puri saw this wonderful child, he was very happy and he asked him, "Who are you? How you have come here? And how do you know that I am hungry? Who told you to give this milk to me?" So he told that, "I know, because there are some ladies there, those who are doing some service at the well, and they are observing you, that you are just sitting here and chanting and you are not baking any food. They told me that to offer this milk to you. And this is a place where nobody goes hungry. And if somebody is hungry, then I supply some food or milk to them. So you please take this milk and I will come again to take the pot." So Srila Madhavendra Puri, he took that milk. He washed the pot and he was waiting for the boy to come. But he didn't come. He went away. And throughout the night, Srila Madhavendra Puri, he was just chanting. He was unable to rest. Because of so many ecstasies he was experiencing, that he was not able to get rest in the night. And somehow or other in the morning, he got some rest. And it was not rest exactly, but he went deeper into his inner consciousness. And he saw the same boy coming to him. And he told him that, I am not different from Lord Krishna. I came and I gave you milk. And I have one request. I saw you to be a pure devotee. You have such wonderful devotion for Lord Krishna. So I have one request that I have been hiding in these bushes for many, many years. Please remove from that place. I am feeling too much heat. And install me at the top of the Govardhan hill and offer, bathe me with water and offer me bhoga. So when he woke up from that state, he was repenting because he saw that, he realized that Lord Krishna himself came to serve him. But he did not realize. But at the same time, now he had got a mission to fulfill. And what was that mission? To excavate the deity of Shri Gopalji from the bushes of that place and to reinstall that. And in the dream, Lord had told him that I am Shri Gopal and I was installed by Lord Krishna's great grandson, Vajranath, many, many years before. Lord Krishna's great grandson, he carved many deities of Lord Krishna and he installed them into various places in Vrindavan and constructed wonderful temples. But later on, because of the Mughal invasions, lot of important temples were destroyed. And Shri Gopal told that once there was an attack and the priest of that temple, he, to save me, he took me out of that temple and hid me in these bushes. And he ran away. He went away. And since that time, I've been at this place. Now you please take me out. And I am the Lord of this place. So in this way, he established that he is none other than Lord Krishna. He wants this worship to go on. And that time, next day, Shri Madhavendra Puri, he told this news to people there. People came with the instruments there and started digging there. They cut the bushes and they found this deity of Shri Gopalji. And they were so happy. They decided to install that deity. They took that deity on the top of the Govardhan hill. They made some platform, made Lord to stand there. They brought hundreds of pots of water from Govindkund, bathed the deities. Then with Panchagavya, Panchamrut, they made Abhishek of the deity. And in this way, they perform wonderful Abhishek ceremony. And the news spread that the deity has appeared to Srila Madhavendra Puri. This Shri Gopalji deity has come. And devotees were so jubilant. Because in Vrindavan, the mood is of spontaneous devotion. And immediately they started preparing bhoga. And huge mountains of bhoga was prepared. Rice, dal, sabji, chapatis, halwa, puri. So many wonderful preparations, milk preparations, sweet rice, and they offered that to Shri Gopal. And this happened within one day. We can imagine when we have to prepare for one festival, We plan so much. Who will cook bhoga? Who will bring what items? How to arrange? So many preparations we plan. Still sometimes there are problems. Still everything doesn't go as we want. But this happened instantly, immediately. Devotees were coming and they're offering and everything was going on. Mountains of bhoga was prepared. So, Lord was very happy. He ate everything. And then, Srila Madhavendra Puri, he fed all the devotees, those who had come there to that wonderful festival. He did not discriminate whether somebody is poor or rich or irrespective of any caste, creed. He was giving food, prasad, Govardhan Mahaprasad to everyone. And that is a custom actually. Srila Prabhupada also explained that everyone should be given this prasad of Govardhan. So that happened one day. Then another day, next neighboring village, they came forward. They said that today we want to offer something to Govardhan, Shri Gopalji. And in this way they offered mountains of bhoga. And then the third day and the fourth day. And in this way people from different neighboring villages, they were coming and offering and it was going on. And to see that the worship goes on properly, Srila Madhavendra Puri, he initiated two disciples who were from Bengal, two Brahmanas, and he gave instruction on how to worship Sri Gopalji. And in this way, Govardhan festival, this offering of Annakoot, went on for 2 continuous years. We can imagine 2 continuous years, like Govardhan festival marathon it was going on. This must be one of the biggest ever historical events might have happened, isn't it? we cannot repeat that again. I don't think somebody can repeat that historical event. So that is the pastime of Sri Gopalji. And in this way, Sri Gopalji accepted the worship of Srila Madhavendra Puri. And then later, again, Srila Madhavendra Puri was requested by Sri Gopalji that he was feeling too much heat. Because, of course, in Vrindavan also there is too much heat. And he was there in the ground for so many years. He wanted some chandan from Malaya. And in this way, Srila Madhavendra Puri later on goes to get that chandan. And this story was narrated by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his disciples, those who were accompanying him. And later, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself went to Vrindavan, he was searching the original places of Sri Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Because it is explained that Govardhan Hill is like in the form of a peacock, which is hiding its mouth below. And Shyam Kund and Radha Kund are said to be the 2 eyes of these peacocks. And Mukharavinda is the mouth of this peacock. And Poochri is the tail and or back of this peacock. And of course there are many places around this Govardhan Hill. People still go around to do parikrama and it takes almost a full day to complete this parikrama, 24 miles almost. And these two places, Shyamakund and Radhakund, are said to be the very holy places. It is explained in Padma Puran that the holiest of all holy places in this material world is Sri Radhakund. And Srila Rupa Goswami also explains that this is the holiest of all holy places. In his Upadeshamrut, he explains that who will not take shelter of this place and serve in the most confidential way to Sri Sri Radha Krishna. And in his one of the instructions, he explains that the place of Mathurapuri is superior to Vaikuntha Loka. Vaikuntha Loka, which we were just in the beginning of the talk, I was explaining that Vaikuntha Lokas are the planets beyond this material universe, transcendental planets, spiritual planets, where Lord is manifesting his different forms, Narayana forms. But this Mathura Puri is superior to Vaikuntha Puri because Lord Krishna appeared in Mathura. And superior to Mathura is Vrindavan. Because in Vrindavan, Lord Krishna performed wonderful pastimes. And superior to Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill. Because Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill with his smallest finger of his left hand. And in Govardhan Hill, Sri Radhakund is the most holy place. So this is the conclusion of Srila Rupa Goswami, who is one of the principal Goswamis of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Rupa Goswami, it is said that he had understood the mind of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayat Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gavratyushya Nama. Srila Rupa Goswami, after seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compose his verse, he explained that Namo Mahavadanaya, he is the most merciful incarnation. Krishna Prema Pradayate, because he is giving the love of Krishna. So in this way, Srila Rupa Goswami establishes that in his Upadeshamrut, that how from the beginning of controlling the tongue or the controlling of the speech, controlling all these six urges of this body, following the regulative principles on what are the proper rules and regulations, what are the favorable, what is unfavorable, how to deal with different devotees, how to serve them according to their different levels, to how to reach to the highest platform of devotional service in spiritual life. That is very concisely explained by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrut. And in this Upadeshamrut, he explains that what is the significance of Govardhan Hill and Sri Radhakund. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to Vrindavan, he came to the place called Aritagram or Arishtagram. This place is named because in the previous age, Lord Krishna had killed one asura. What is the name of that asura? Anyone knows? Arishtasura. Therefore, the name of
This
village was known as Aritagram or Arishtagram. And nowadays, because of this, it should not have been difficult to answer this. because of little Krishna, even little children can answer. What is the name of this village? Anyways. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to that place, he was searching these two places, Sham Kund and Radha Kund. But because of so many things in between, invasions, and it was not taken care of properly, Vrindavan, these two places were hidden to the mortal vision. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could understand that what is the place of Radha Kund and Sham Kund. He went to two paddy fields and he saw that two small lakes there, small ponds, not even lakes, very small ponds. And he told that this is Radha Kund and this is Sham Kund. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Lord Krishna. And that was his mission, to excavate the holy places in Vrindavan, lost holy places. And he could establish that this is Radha Kund and Sham Kund. He went there, he took bath. And he was chanting there. And he was in great ecstasy there. Because what is Sri Radha Kund ultimately? It is the love of Srimati Radharani to Lord Krishna in the liquid form. And it is explained that whoever takes bath at that place will achieve the highest perfection of their lives, to becoming the servant of the servant of the servant, and to serve Lord Shri Radha Krishna in a most confidential way. But of course, it should not be taken cheaply. Once when Srila Prabhupada had been to this place with some of his disciples, that time he saw that some of the disciples were like taking bath in Sri Radha Kund as if they are like doing some sports in the water. So Srila Prabhupada was quite grave. And to establish the seriousness of this place, he told that nobody should take bath. And for many years, when many devotees, they went from this place, Chopadi, to Vrindavan, we never took bath in Radha Kund. We used to just go near there and take maybe 3 drops of water on the head. But later on, afterwards, when we went around in 98 or sometime, 97, that time, Sachinandan Maharaj, he explained the importance of taking the bath. And in what mood one should take bath in Radha Kund. And that is the first time I remember we took the bath in Sri Radha Kund. So that has to be followed properly. Then one can get the maximum benefit. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that these two places were like small two ponds, he wanted them to renovate properly. And he told his chief disciples, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he had entrusted this work to the 6 Goswamis to excavate the lost holy places. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he later on, he excavated and he renovated that place. And it is explained that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, one sannyasi from Govardhan named Shankaranand. He gave one Govardhan Shila to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Govardhan Lila, he was seeing Lord Krishna in that Govardhan Shila. Because he himself had come in the mood of Srimati Radharam. And he was seeing in that way that Govardhan Shila is not different from Lord Krishna himself. And every time that Govardhan Shila would be moistened by the tears of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And sometimes he would embrace that Govardhan Shila. Sometimes he would touch that Govardhan Shila to his head. Sometimes he would smell that Govardhan Shila. Sometimes he would touch that Govardhan Shila to his eyes. And in this way he would always carry that Govardhan Shila with him. Because he wanted to show that how to see even a stone in Govardhan as not different from the transcendental body of Lord Krishna. That is the that's how for Gaudiya Vaishnavas it is so important to worship Govardhan in that mood. And then later on, when this Lord Chaitanya worshipped Govardhan Shila for almost 2 years, and later on when he saw that Raghunath Das Goswami is very qualified to worship that, he gifted that Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami, and he gave one Gunja Mala also. So in that way, that Govardhan Shila later on came to Raghunath Das Goswami, and he was worshipping that. And he, Raghunath Das Goswami, how he saw, how he accepted in that way, he saw that Govardhan is not different from Lord Krishna. So by giving this Govardhan Shila, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given me the shelter at the lotus feet of Govardhan Hill, which is not different from Lord Krishna. And Gunjamala, which is a service of Srimati Radharani. So in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami was serving that Govardhan Shila for many, many years in Puri. And he was like constant companion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He stayed with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for almost 16 years with Swarup Damodar Goswami. And there are so many wonderful pastimes. Later, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from this material world, he entered into the transcendent body of Tota Gopinath. That time, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was very disturbed. And he wanted to commit suicide by going to Vrindavan and climbing on the top of the Govardhan Hill and jump down from there. So that was his desire. So with that desire, he came to Vrindavan to commit suicide. We can imagine, Raghunath Das Goswami could not bear the separation from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he wanted to commit suicide. When he came to Vrindavan, he saw that he met Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And after meeting them, he felt little bit relieved. And they convinced him to give up such desire and to help them in their mission of writing the literature. And then they consider Raghunath Das Goswami to be their brother. And in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami was staying in Vrindavan. And he would continuously chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Every day he would chant minimum 100,000 times the holy names of the Lord. That was a minimum. Sometimes he would chant extra rounds. 100,000 means almost 64 rounds. And not only just chanting, but he would offer 1,000 times obeisances to the deities, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. 2,000 times to Vaishnavas, Dandavas. And then he would narrate the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 3 hours. Every day. That was his determination. That was his everyday service. We sometimes get tired after hearing. But that was, he was continuously serving. And this was like the lines on stone. He would not get tired, or he would not think that, okay, today I have done sufficient rounds. And let me not, today, tomorrow I can take some rest. Tomorrow he would be more enthusiastic to chant the holy name. So that was the eagerness. When we are eager to hear, eager to chant the holy name, then the Lord also reciprocates in that way. If you are not eager, then Krishna is also not very eager. Krishna also is watching at us, whether we are eager to hear or we are just waiting for next activity. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he would perform his Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natipi. Everything in a scheduled measurement. No laziness. There was no scope of laziness. And it was not that after chanting and narrating, he would get hungry. No. He would just drink palm full of buttermilk. That was the only food he would take. Palm full of buttermilk. And that also another sometime somebody said that he took too much sweet rice. He got stomach upset at one time. And somebody said that he took too much sweet rice. So devotees were thinking that how it is possible? Raghunath Das Goswami is such an austere Swami, Goswamiji. How can he indulge into taking too much sweet rice? But later on he confessed, yes, I took too much sweet rice in my pastimes with Radha Krishna in the transcendental world. It's not in the material plane, but in the spiritual plane he went and he performed that pastime. But somehow that manifested in the material body. That is possible for those who are really highly elevated souls. They may have two different bodies at same time. But that is a different subject matter. So we have to perform our sadhana bhakti in a very, very disciplined way. So Raghunath Das Goswami, in this way, when he would sit and chant on the banks of Radhakund, the devotees, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they gave him the place near Radhakund to chant the holy names of the Lord. And he would be so much absorbed into chanting that he would forget what is happening around. So at one time, when Sanatan Goswami, he was coming towards Radhakund, he saw Raghunath Das Goswami was chanting the holy names He is totally absorbed. He was totally oblivious what is happening around. And he saw that there are tigers nearby him. They are drinking water, and here Raghunath Das Goswami is chanting the holy names. And Lord Krishna is guarding with his stick. He is standing next to Raghunath Das Goswami. If tigers would attack him, Lord Krishna is there immediately to protect Raghunath Das Goswami. So Srila Sanatana Goswami saw that, and he told Raghunath Das Goswami that. Then another pastime happened, that when Raghunath Das Goswami was chanting the holy names, it was in the sunlight. He was just chanting. Sun was blazing. Too much heat in Vrindavan especially. It is too hot. So that time, Srimati Radharani herself came, and with the end of her sari, she was giving the shade to Raghunath Das Goswami. And when Sanatan Goswami saw this second time, he came to Raghunath Das Goswami and he explained, "Goswamiji, what is happening? We are supposed to serve Radha Krishna. We are not supposed to take service from them." And then he explained that when you are absorbed into your chanting, at one time Lord Krishna himself came and guarding you with the stick, and another time Srimati Radharani herself is holding her sari over your head. This is not proper. Our mood is to serve Lord Shishu Radha Krishna. So Raghunath Das Goswami accepted it, and he agreed. And that time Sanatana Goswami constructed a bhajan kutir for Raghunath Das Goswami on the banks of Radhakund. And that is a system, Srila Prabhupada explained, that is a system of bhajan kutir. And now we may see there are a lot of bhajan kutirs in Vrindavan. That is another story. People just go to Vrindavan and they want to construct some bhajan kutir, and they want to gain the name and fame to show that how I am such a great exalted person, that I am sitting here and only chanting. I am doing nothing, but I am chanting. But what is going on in the mind, that nobody knows. So that type of bhajan is not accepted. Our line of parampara is to preach, not to just enjoy the Vrindavan mood, but to go out and give that Vrindavan mood to others. So here on the banks of Radhakund, we can see that in our parampara also, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he instructed Srila Prabhupada almost in his, before he passed away. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he saw that in his Gaudiya Math there were many problems. The sannyasis, the senior leading disciples, sannyasis, they were fighting for small things. Who will get a particular room or position or this temple, that place? And he could understand, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj could sense that this is not a very healthy sign for the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this was causing a great anxiety to him, because he established so much and he wanted to entrust that to his disciples so that they can continue the succession. But here he was seeing that there were fights. So that time he met Srila Prabhupada on the banks of Radhakund. And Srila Prabhupada was at that time also was householder. He was having his family, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj gave him the instruction that there is a great need of preaching. This message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to be spread wide across. If you ever get money, you print books. And that was the instruction which Srila Prabhupada received on the banks of Radhakund. And Srila Prabhupada at that time, he was still, he's having his family responsibilities, he was having his business, and he was thinking that how Guru Maharaj is giving me this instruction, that I am a householder, how can I fulfill that instruction? But he had complete faith in the words of his spiritual master, and he never forgot what instruction his spiritual master had given. When he met first time also, that time also, he had given him that instruction to go to the western countries and preach the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, that time, Srila Prabhupada, and after few days, after few months, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj, he passed away from this material world, he disappeared. And then later on there were a lot of problems in Gaudiya Math. But of course, Srila Prabhupada, he continued to fulfill the instruction of his spiritual master. He never forgot. He was always contemplating how to fulfill this instruction. And this was almost in 1936. Later on, Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish something, League of Devotees in Jhansi. But that place he could not get because somebody was there, some lady was there. They wanted that place for some other purpose, some material purpose. So he established so much there, League of Devotees, but it was not successful materially. It may appear that Srila Prabhupada failed to establish something in India. But Srila Prabhupada never gave up that attempt. And then later on he went to Vrindavan and he was staying in Damodar Mandir. He continued to write books. And later in 1965, almost after 30 years, we can imagine, Srila Prabhupada took such a giant step to cross these oceans on a cargo ship at the age of 70, where mostly people, they want to retire to some place and they don't want to do anything. Even people, they don't want to do anything even after 50, 60 years. But Srila Prabhupada had tremendous determination. And on the faith of his spiritual master's words and the holy name, he went to western countries. And we can imagine what kind of difficulties Srila Prabhupada faced at that time. It was so difficult on the journey on the cargo ship in the middle of the ocean. Sometimes the waves are tossing, the sea is not smooth. So many problems. But Srila Prabhupada was so much determined to fulfill that instruction. And when he went there. And there also it was not so easy. And he established many temples and he sent his disciples to different places. And later, again, he came to India because he also wanted to establish temples in India. He came to Vrindavan. Krishna Balaram Mandir he wanted to establish. Mayapur, he acquired the place. Juhu. So many places, Srila Prabhupada wanted to develop these temples all over the world. And in his final days, when Srila Prabhupada was quite ill, he was in Vrindavan, he had a great desire to do Govardhan Parikrama. Because he saw that Srila Lokanath Goswami, Lokanath Maharaj, his disciple, he had started this bullock cart parikrama, padyatras, going all over on the bullock carts and giving the holy name, giving the literature and preaching, a very innovative type of preaching. And it was quite successful. Just going village to village and preaching the name of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, giving them holy name. It was so wonderful program. And they went to various places and Srila Rupanath Goswami was also there, Maharaj was there. And Srila Prabhupada said that, make a bullock cart. And I want to go and do parikrama of Vrindavan. And next day was Govardhan Puja, so which was more auspicious. So on that day, Srila Prabhupada, keeping in the line of our Gaudiya Acharyas, he wanted to set an example that how worshipping Govardhan Hill is so important in our parampara. So even at that stage, when he was so sick, he was so fragile, he was so difficult for him to cope, still he wanted to do parikrama. And he was telling his disciples, make, arrange the cart and tomorrow I will go. But of course some other disciples were also concerned. Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Bhavananda Prabhu, and they were concerned that the road is not so proper. And if because of the too much of jolts, Srila Prabhupada may get hurt a lot. So ultimately Srila Prabhupada decided not to go. Because he did not want to give too much pain to his disciples. They were not very happy to see Srila Prabhupada in that situation. But Srila Prabhupada was so much determined to perform this Govardhan Parikrama, even at that stage. So we can see that how this Govardhan worship is so important in our parampara. Brahma Madhva Gaudiya parampara, it is so important. And how we should be grateful to our acharyas and Goswamis that they excavated, they renovated such places. Raghunath Das Goswami, when he was given this task, so that time, one time he was just thinking of just doing his bhajan, sitting on the banks of Radhakund and just doing bhajan. But Lord had another plan. He told him that he should renovate these places and make nice ponds here, nice lakes here, so that people can come in the future and they can take bath and they can get the benefit of this place. So he did not have money with him and he did not want to spend too much time collecting the money for this purpose. But there was one wealthy person who had been to Badrinath to give some donations over there. Lord came in his dream. and told him that you go to Vrindavan and you meet Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, and he wants to renovate these two holy places, Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. So you help him in that way. So Raghunath Das Goswami, when they were excavating, they were renovating, that time some people, when they were excavating, they struck one stone, and that stone started bleeding. So when that news came to Raghunath Das Goswami, he told to stop. He came there, and in that night, Lord came in his dream and told that this is a part of Govardhan, and every part of Govardhan is my body, and this stone is my tongue. So you remove that stone and make a small temple. And still today we can see that between Radha Kund and Shyam Kund there is a small temple which is like the tongue of Govardhan. They have kept that place. And then later on they were renovating Shyam Kund and Radha Kund. So when they were renovating Shyam Kund, that time Yudhishthir Maharaj came in his dream and told him that we five Pandavas are standing on the banks of Shyam Kund, and we are doing our bhajan since so many years. So please do not cut us down. So therefore, Shyam Kund is not like the square, like in the proper shape. But Radha Kund is like the properly square like form. But Shyam Kund is not like that because they wanted to avoid cutting these trees. And in this way, Shyam Kund and Radha Kund were properly renovated by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So we are indebted to Raghunath Das Goswami, who took so much pains to renovate such holy places, and we can see that still people can go there and take benefit. They should go under proper guidance. They learn from devotees how to be there and how to develop that mood on the banks of Radha Kund and perform service in that proper consciousness. So this is one place around Govardhan Hill, which is the holiest of all holy places. And there are many places, many kunds are there, many wonderful temples are there. And it is explained that the all these Krishna's covered friends, they also had performed wonderful pastimes there. Then there is another place called as Chakleshwar Mahadev, where Sanatan Goswami is to perform his bhajan and he would write his books. So that time there were a lot of mosquitoes. They were troubling. So Sanatan Goswami, he decided to leave that place because he was getting disturbed in his bhajan and his service to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Lord Shiva, he was there in the form of Chakleshwar Mahadev, he understood that Sanatan Goswami is going to go from this place. He came in the form of a Brahmana and requested Sanatan Goswami, please don't go, please don't go. You stay one more day, and if tomorrow's mosquitoes trouble you, then you may go. So Sanatan Goswami agreed, because he likes to serve devotees, and Lord Shiva came in the form of Brahmana, disguised himself. He did not want to displease him. So he stayed there. And Shiva, Lord Shiva, what he did in that night, he told the demigod in charge of mosquitoes that please do not come here, don't send your mosquitoes here because you are troubling Sanatana Goswami, who is doing his wonderful bhajan and serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't come here, don't send your agents here. So next day onwards, no mosquitoes. It's wonderful, isn't it? No mosquitoes troubling. So in that way, Sanatana Goswami continued to stay there. And it is explained that Sanatana Goswami had also such wonderful devotion to Govardhan, Sri Govardhan, that every day he would perform parikrama. Every day. He would just circumambulate every day, just go around chanting on his beads, and not small parikrama, shortcut parikrama, but complete parikrama, going to various places and talking with Brajavasis. And so it is explained that Sanatana Goswami, he disappeared on the day of Guru Purnima. And the Brajavasis, they were so attached to Sanatana Goswami that they would consider him as their guru, spiritual master. And here, till today, on the day of Guru Purnima, Brajavasis, to honor Srila Sanatana Goswami, they perform Govardhan Parikrama. And it is explained that this parikrama, lots of people join on this day, more than what they may join on the last day of Kartik month or on the day of Govardhan, actual day of Govardhan Puja or Parikrama. So that is how we can see that how these Goswamis had such love and devotion towards the Brajavasis, and how Brajavasis were reciprocating with them, with Srila Sanatana Goswami. So in this way, we can see that this Govardhan Hill is so important for us. And we may not be able to go sometimes to this place, but we can even mentally perform parikrama. We may think that we have gone to Govardhan, going Kund, Sham Kund, Radha Kund, taking bath and chanting the holy name. If you absorb your mind in that way, you will also get a lot of benefit. If you get opportunity to go, then you must go and perform parikrama there. Tomorrow we'll be having a Govardhan festival here. So we'll be having a Govardhan mountain erected with a lot of foodstuffs, rice, sweets, and all different varieties of food. You may bring whatever you can bring. Somebody is making an announcement. So devotees can bring their bhoga offerings before 10 o'clock or something. And everyone can circumambulate this Govardhan, chanting the holy names. And in that way, we can get the same benefit. So this is a wonderful opportunity to perform this Govardhan Parikrama, even here in the temple. So in this way, we can see that how this Govardhan festival is so dear to all of our devotees. Many devotees, they look forward for such festivals because it is such wonderful atmosphere. Wonderful foodstuffs are arranged in a proper way, and all that is offered with love and devotion to Lord Krishna. So we can get tremendous benefit by coming tomorrow and doing parikrama of Govardhan and finally honoring the Mahaprasada of Govardhan. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any questions or will perform some kirtan? Any announcements are there afterwards? Kirtan? Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.